When you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through you? Well, we're giving them to you. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street, USA.
A stranger who's come here, come from another town. Funny, I'm a stranger myself here. Small world, isn't it? Funny, you're a girl who goes traveling rather than settling down. Funny, 'cause I'd love to go traveling. Small world, isn't it? We have so much in common. It's a phenomenon. Joining forces from now on. Lucky, you're a girl who likes children. That's an important sign. Lucky, 'cause I'd love to have children. Small world, isn't it?
Done, Mr. Mathis. This is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street here on WPPB 88.3 FM Peconic Public Broadcasting, emanating out of the hamlet of Southampton, New York. Well, today we're going to celebrate a musical that is definitely fine, definitely funny, but not particularly small, and that, of course, is the great whopping blockbuster Gypsy. Gypsy, a musical fable, famously with a book by Arthur Lawrence, music by Julie Stein, lyrics by Stephen Sondheim, the entire original production from 1959 tied up in a fantastic bow by director-choreographer Jerome Robbins, and it has entered the lexicon or the the canon of American musicals as one of the greats, certainly one of the most frequently revived, but I would say for two reasons, one of which is one of the strongest books ever written for a musical, and the other, of course, is the indomitable role of Mama Rose, the mother of Gypsy Rose Lee, played originally by Ethel Merman and then by many other fine actresses and performers. So today I'm going to give you, as it were, a bouquet of roses, a wide range of, I wouldn't say as many roses I could find, but performances that I like in this terrific show. So let us go where this show always begins, with one of the fabulous, perhaps the best overture in Broadway history, orchestrated by Irwin Kostel, and of course music by Julie Stein. This is from the very, very recent West End production starring Imelda Staunton. So it's not the original overture, but it's still got a lot of pizzazz and a lot of vim and vigor. So here we go, Maestro, the overture to Gypsy.
Thank you.
Wow. Doesn't that just tell you you're in for a great evening? That was our good friend Lee Davis's theme song when he did American Musical Theater here on this station. I did say Irwin Kostlaw. You were all going to write letters and send emails. I was wrong. It's Sid Raymond and Robert Ginsler, of course, orchestrated that. Supposedly on opening night, when that great trumpeter starts wailing, orchestra broke into applause, and Julie Stein at the back of the house said to Sondheim, "See, they're applauding my overture." And Sondheim supposedly said, "Julie, they're applauding the trumpet player." Anyway, our curtain goes up on the rather seedy vaudeville circuit of the late 1920s, which is fading faster than, you know, a sunny night in September. And Mama Rose has two girls, June and Louise, who she's trying to push on the world as a great child's vaudeville act against all odds, because A, no one's interested in vaudeville anymore, and B, it ain't too great. But that will not stop Rose, one of the most indomitable figures in the American canon. Here is Bette Midler from a 1989 TV version, which I think is fantastic and terrific and very loyal to the show, singing her big opening number, trying to get out of town and make a better life for herself and her daughters.
Some people who don't know they're alive. Some people can thrive and bloom, living life in a living room. That's perfect for some people of 105. But I at least gotta try. When I think of all the sights that I gotta see at places I gotta play, all the things that I gotta be at. Come on, Papa, what do you say? Some people can be content playing bingo and paying rent. That's peachy for some people, for some humdrum people to be. I had a dream, a wonderful dream, Papa, all about June and the Orpheum Circuit. Give me a chance and I know I can work it. I had a dream, just as real as can be, Papa. There I was in Mr. Orpheum's office, and he was saying to me, "Run! Some new orchestrations, new routines, and red velvet curtains. Get a feathered hat for the baby. Photographs in front of a theater. Get an agent, and in jig time, you'll be being booked in the big time. Oh, what a dream! A wonderful dream, Papa. And all that I need is 88 bucks, Papa. That's what he said, Papa. Only 88 bucks.
You ain't getting 88 cents from me, Rose.
Well, I'll get it someplace else. But I'll get it and get my kids out! Goodbye to blueberry pie. Good riddance to all the socials I had to go to, all the lodges I had to play, all the Shriners I said hello to. Hey, L.A., I'm coming your way. Some humdrum people, I suppose. Well, they can stay and rot. But not Rose.
Broadway, Broadway. We've missed it so. We're leaving soon and taking June.
That was from the 2003 revival of Gypsy. That's the kind of act that Dainty June and her schoolgirls did. You get the feeling why it wasn't quite going to Broadway, no matter what they wanted. The show Gypsy had a pretty interesting trajectory to Broadway itself. It's based on the memoirs of Gypsy Rose Lee. And when David Merrick optioned it, it was pretty clear to his book writer, Arthur Lawrence, that the real story was not about Gypsy Rose Lee, per se, who was a very interesting person, but about her mother and what that meant about people who had dreams of show business and projecting all sorts of things onto their children and wanting to be recognized and so on and so forth. So it became immediately universal. Well, as Rose is working her way to try to get June to stardom on the vaudeville circuit, she meets an agent turned candy salesman who she hopes she can finagle into representing them. So here is from a wonderful recording, I think, the 1973 British version, which starred Angela Lansbury as a very dramatically wired Mama Rose. So, Small World from the 73 London production of Gypsy.
Funny. You're a stranger who's come here, come from another town. Funny, I'm a stranger myself here. Small world, isn't it? Funny, you're a man who goes traveling rather than settling down. Funny, 'cause I love to go traveling, small world, isn't it? We have so much in common, it's a phenomenon. We could pool our resources by joining forces from now on. Lucky, you're a man who likes children, that's an important sign. Lucky, I'm a woman with children, small world, isn't it? Funny, isn't it? Small and funny. And
we have so much in common, it's a phenomenon. We could pool our resources by joining forces from now on.
You're a man who likes children,
that's an important sign.
Lucky, I'm a woman with children, small world,
isn't it?
Funny, isn't it?
Isn't it?
Small
and funny.
Angela Lansbury won a Tony for the role when it moved to New York in 1975. Well, Herbie is as good as his word, and he manages to hook the act up with a presenter named Mr. Goldstone. And here is from this recording that I gather just setting the world ablaze on the West End, Imelda Staunton, some of you know from the world of Harry Potter as Rose, celebrating Mr. Goldstone, who comes to their rescue.
Roll, Mr. Goldstone. Have a napkin, have a chopstick, have a chair. Have a spare rib, Mr. Goldstone. Any spare rib that I can spare, I'll be glad to share.
Have a dish, have a fork, have a fish, have a pork. Put your feet up, feel at home. Have a smoke, have a coke. Would you like to hear a joke? I'll have June recite a poem. Have a lychee, Mr. Goldstone. Tell me any little thing that I can do. Ginger peachy, Mr. Goldstone. Have a kumquat, have two. Everybody give a cheer. Santa Claus is sitting here. Mr. Goldstone, I love you. Have a Goldstone, Mr. Egg Roll. Tell me any little thing that I can do. Have some fried rice, Mr. Soy Sauce. Have a cookie, have a few. What's the matter, Mr. G? Have another pot of tea. Mr. Goldstone, I love you.
There are good stones and bad stones.
And curb stones and glad stones. And touchstones and such stones as them.
There are big stones
and small stones
and grindstones
and gallstones,
but Goldstone is a gem. There are milestones, there are millstones.
There's a cherry, there's a yellow, there's a blue.
But we don't want any old stone, only gold.
Well, with Mama Rose's relentless pushing of her daughter, June, it only would be natural that her younger daughter, Louise, feels a little neglected and really quite bewildered by this whole drive that her mother has to try to make a clearly inadequate act a crown jewel in the fading world of vaudeville. And she has a birthday and she gets a little lamb. And here's a song that was so important to Julie Stein that when Jerome Robbins threatened to cut it out of town, he said, if that song goes, I'm calling my lawyer and the whole score goes. And he was right to keep it in. Here's Natalie Wood. Now, Natalie Wood gets a bad rap for being dubbed in West Side Story, but here she is singing the song herself from the 1962 film version of Gypsy as Louise, Little Lamb, Julie Stein, and Stephen Sondheim.
Little lamb, little lamb, my birthday is here at last. Little lamb, little lamb, a birthday goes by so fast. Little bear, little bear, you sit on my right, right there. Little hen, what game should we play and when? Little cow, little fish, do you think I'll get my wish? Little lamb, I wonder how old I am. I wonder how old I am.
never get away from me. You can climb the tallest tree, I'll be there somehow. True, you could say, hey, here's your hat, but a little thing like that couldn't stop me now. I couldn't get away from you, even if you told me to. So go on and try, just try, and you're gonna see how you're gonna not at all get away from me.
Rose, I love you, but don't count your chickens.
Come dance with me.
I warn you that I'm no Boy Scout.
Relax a while, come dance with me.
So don't think that I'm easy picking.
The music's so nice,
Rose, 'cause I just may someday pick up and pack out.
Oh, no, you won't, no, not a chance. No argument, shut up and dance. You never get away from me. You can climb the tallest tree, I'll be there somehow. True, you could say, hey, here's your hat, but a little thing like that couldn't stop me now.
I couldn't get away from you, even if I wanted to.
Well, go on and try, just try.
Rose.
And you're gonna see how you're gonna not at all get away from me. That
was Bernadette Peters and John Dossett from the 2003 revival of Gypsy. Again, Herbie wanting to have a normal life for June and Louise and Rose, and Rose not wanting to have any of it and sort of roping him into the next stage of their journey. Well, the next stage of their journey winds up in New York, where they try to audition for a Broadway spot at the Palace, and clearly they're not going to make it there either, and the two girls are left alone. And this is from the wonderful 2008 revival of Gypsy. This is Laura Benanti, who's become one of our biggest musical theater stars. She's going to be in She Loves Me this season. And Leanne Larkin singing about what would be different if only Mama was married.
Was married, we'd live in a house as private can be. Just Mama, three ducks, five canaries, a mouse, two monkeys, one father, six turtles, and me. If Mama was married, if Mama was married, I'd jump in the air and give all my toe shoes to you. I'd get all those hair ribbons out of my hair, and once and for all I'd get Mama out too. If Mama was married, Mama, get out your white dress, you've done it before
without much success.
Mama, Godspeed and God bless, we're not keeping score, what's one more or less?
You and I'll gladly give you away. Oh, Mama, get married today.
If Mama was married, there wouldn't be any more let me entertain you. Let me make you smile. I will do some kicks.
Oui.
I will do some tricks.
sing out, Louise! Smile, baby! Mama, please take our advice. We aren't the Lunks, I'm not Fanny Bryce. Mama, we'll buy you the rice. If only this once, you wouldn't think twice. It could be so nice if Mama got married to stay. But Mama gets married
and
married
and
married
and never gets carried away.
Once my clothes were shabby, tailors called me cabby, so I took a vow, said this bum'll be Bo-Brummo. Now I'm smooth and snappy, now my tailor's happy, I'm the cat's meow, my wardrobe is a wow. Paris silk, Paris tweed, there's only one thing I need. Got my tweed pressed, got my best vest, all I need now is the girl. Got my striped tie, got my hopes high, got the time and the place and I've got rhythm, all I need's a girl to go with him. If she'll just appear, we'll take this big town for a while. And if she'll say, my darling, I'm yours, I'll throw away my striped tie and my best pressed tweed. All I really need is the girl. My tweed press, got my best vest, all I need now is a girl. Got a sports car, nutty Jaguar, like wow, I got the time and the place, all that I need is her face. If she'll just appear, we'll take this big town for a while. And if she'll say, my darling, our love is here to stay, then I am prepared to throw away my blue striped tie. I'll lose my best pressed tweed, I'll burn the Paris silk. All I need is a girl.
Mel Torme with the Marty Paich backup group singing All I Need Is the Girl from Gypsy, and that of course is sung by Tulsa, who manages to woo June, who actually grew up to be the real June Havoc, away from Rose and her machinations to achieve success in vaudeville. But Rose is undeterred. Undeterred is in fact her middle name. I don't know if it's exactly her middle name. Her last name is Hovick, so why wouldn't Undeterred be her middle name? And here is the frighteningly intense resolution she comes to when faced with certain defeat. At the end of Act One of Gypsy, she turns to her other daughter, Louise, and sees something incredibly special and possible. Here is the galvanizing Patti LuPone from the end of Act One of that particular production of Gypsy.
I had a dream. A dream about you, baby. It's gonna come true, baby. They think that we're through, but baby, you'll be swell, you'll be great, gonna have the whole world on a plate.
The curtain comes down on Act One, and the audience goes ballistic. This is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street here on WPPB 88.3 FM, and today we're looking at Gypsy, and that's exactly to take a little intermission break, because that's what intermission is in the show. And we're going through a lot of different roses and a lot of different revivals. The original show only ran 702 performances and was knocked out of the park by The Sound of Music at Tony Time, but it has gone on to be one of the most enduring American iconic musicals of all time. You can hear this and another, 150-odd shows of ours on iTunes these days, so check out Broadway to Main Street on iTunes. All right, let's go back to Act Two. While Herbie, Louise, and Rose sort of figure out, even though inspiration has left them, they will hang out together and they'll move forward as a team. This is a wonderful rendition of the Act Two opening song by Steve Lawrence and Edie Garmay.
Wherever we go, whatever we do, we're gonna go through it together.
We may not go far, but sure as a star, wherever we are, it's together.
Wherever I go, I know he goes.
Wherever I go, I know she goes.
No fits, no fights, no feuds, and no egos.
Amigos.
Together. Through thick and through thin, all out or all in.
And whether it's wind, place, or show,
with you for me,
and me for you,
we'll muddle through whatever we do together, wherever we go. Whenever we're broke,
I know that it's oak,
as long as we joke it together. Wherever we sleep,
if prices are steep.
We'll always sleep cheaper together.
Whatever the boat I row, you row.
A duo. Whatever the row I hoe, you hoe.
A trio. And in the aisle, you aisle, you owe.
Who, me owe?
Yes, you owe.
No, we owe.
Together. If ever they take the money we make,
we always can fake it, you know. With all my vim
and all my fur,
now all we need is someone with nerve.
Together.
Well, if that métier of that music doesn't proves it, they are no longer in vaudeville, but now in burlesque. And yes, that is where Rose and Louise have sort of sunk to, driving Herbie practically out the door. And that was Christine Ebersole heading up a trio from the television version with Bette Midler. So Louise is left with no other opportunity but to fill in for a stripper in burlesque, which shames her mother and horrifies Herbie, but she manages to turn it to her advantage. Here's a wonderful recording by the great Annie Ross with the Buddy Bregman Orchestra of Let Me Entertain You, which becomes the show-stopping number for what now is Gypsy Rose Lee.
Let me make you smile. Let me do a few tricks, some old and then some new tricks. I'm very versatile. And if you're real good, I'll make you feel good. I want your spirits to climb. Let me entertain you, and we'll have a real good time. Let me entertain you. Let me make you smile. Let me do a few tricks, some old and then some new tricks. I'm very versatile. And if you're real good, I'll make you feel good. I want your spirits to climb. So let me entertain you, and we'll have a real good time. Let me entertain you. Let me make you smile. Let me do a few tricks, some old and then some new tricks. I'm very, very versatile. And if you're real good, I'll make you feel good. I want your spirits to climb. So let me entertain you, and we'll have a real good time. Yes, sir. We'll have a real good time. Oh, yes. We'll have a real good time. We'll have a real good time.
Little jazzy spin on that number by Annie Ross. Well, Gypsy Rose Lee becomes, as she did in real life, a huge phenomenon. And this is interesting, I guess, culturally. When vaudeville died, burlesque sort of bubbled to the surface in the 30s briefly before it was shut down by LaGuardia in New York in 1937. But by then, she had made herself such a classy icon that Gypsy Rose Lee was a part of American popular culture. She was a murder mystery writer and a game show contestant and a recording artist and kind of a classy dame. And when she sold the rights to her memoirs to David Merrick, She said, I don't care what you do with it, and you can write anything you want. I don't even remember how I got the name Gypsy. Just make sure it's called Gypsy. And it's from the memoirs of Gypsy Rose Lee. And she sort of let Arthur Lawrence work his magic along with Julie Stein and Stephen Sondheim. And originally, Sondheim wanted to write music and lyrics. And the star of the show for whom it was written, Ethel Merman, felt that was, I don't know, she wanted someone who'd been around a bit longer. So they brought in Julie Stein, and what a perfect combination Sondheim and Stein were. I think that Sondheim gave Stein class, and Stein gave Sondheim a kind of rip-roaring freedom of sensibility in that show. It's been often revived, many, many roses, and all of you are saying, well, where is she? The broadcast is almost over. Where is Ethel Merman? My iconic performance. Well, here she is, boys. Here she is, girls, giving one of the great, maybe the greatest 11 o'clock number in musical history, Rose's Turn, in which she works out all her anxieties and fears and insecurities. What a great show. What a great performance. And it will live on. Often people will always want to revive that show, especially when you have a talented actress with some chops. But here is the chops with the choppiest, the hostess with the mostest, Ethel Merman, in the finale of Gypsy.
Here she is, boys! Here she is, world! Here's Rose! Curtain up! Light the light! Play it, boys! You either got it, oh, you ain't. And boys, I got it. You like it?
Yeah.
Well, I got it. Some people got it and make it pay. Some people can't even give it away. This people's got it, and this people's spreading it around. You've had it. Hello, everybody. My name's Rose. What's yours? How do you like them egg rolls, Mr. Goldstone? Hold your hats and hallelujah. Mama's gonna show it to you. Comes Mama. Mama's talking loud. Mama's doing fine. Mama's getting hot. Mama's going strong. Mama's moving on. Mama's all alone. Mama doesn't care. Mama's letting loose. Mama's got the stuff. Mama's letting go. Mama's got the stuff. Mama's gotta move. Mama's gotta go. Mama. Mama's gotta let go. Why did I do it? Why did it get me? Scrapbooks full of me in the background. Give 'em love, and why does it get you? What does it get you? One quick look as each of them leaves you. All your life, and what does it get you? Thanks a lot, out with the garbage. They take bows and you're batting zero. I had a dream. I dreamed it for you, June. It wasn't for me, Herbie. And if it wasn't for me, then where would you be, Miss Gypsy Rose Lee? Well, someone tell me, when is it my turn? Don't I get a dream for myself? Starting now, it's gonna be my turn. Gangway world, get off of my runway. Starting now, I bat a thousand. This time, boys, I'm taking the bows, and everything's coming.
for me.
Well, where is the time all gone to? This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3.
There's so much more embracing still to be done, but time is racing. Oh, well, we'll catch up some other time.